This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Really honing in on the important debates today. Zach Bond, is it imperative he's back? And is it crucial to the next year's Eagles team? I say yes. Hugh says no. And of course, a raging debate about ears today. Are they part of your face? And then we got to more ear stuff I wasn't ready for. But the bottom line is, Hugh believes ears are part of your face. I didn't think about that once in my entire life until today.
And I look at feet. When it comes to
women.
Yeah. Feet.
And I
don't think I'm the only guy that does that.
I don't think feet, you're the only one. Ears, though? I never thought about that.
I stretched a little bit with the ears, though. I did that.
Again, because they're covered by hair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what we're all looking at, watching, whatever, however you consume it? The A.J. Brown podcast tour. He's been everywhere. Where was this one again? Was this the one he did with
Gilly? $1 million worth of games.
Okay. So this is, let's go back to that. A couple of things that slipped through the cracks, but it started to kind of emerge here. Let's hit this one first, because we've been talking about a lot the Eagles offseason, what they're going to do, and potentially how they're going to replace a Josh Sweat, a Milton Williams. What pass rush are they important here? We've spent a lot of time arguing about Myles Garrett, who would cost a lot in draft capital.
A ton of bread.
Future contract, but also the idea that he's older, a little bit older, right? He's been in the league longer than some other guys. Well, how about another big name that could potentially be out there, and he's younger. And maybe he also wants to be an Eagle. Here's A.J. Brown and a name we know pretty well.
I think Michael want to be an Eagle.
Too. He want to be Eagle bad.
He love Philly.
He on the phone with Slay and all that. And I didn't mean lie. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't like that. Slay, don't be talking to them Dallas Cowboys during the season.
Gilly, man. I love that. Gilly, wow.
Micah wants to be an Eagle.
No, I think everybody thinks that. I mean, as much as he's here, as much as he's talking about the Eagles and everything, I wouldn't be surprised if he did want to be an Eagle.
So I think we all felt that, like he really wishes he was here for a while now. It is something to me, though, when current Eagles players are feeling that. First of all, that's got to make a Cowboys fan just more miserable than they already have to be, because their best player wants to be on their, you know, on our team. But the other thing is, I mean, my eyebrows are raised. I mean, you guys know I want Parsons here. I've wanted him for years. Kyle gets mad at me every time I say it, and that's fine. I mean, I pay him too. I know. But he's younger, and he's probably still got 6 years left of high-level play, not maybe one or two.
There's one pretty massive problem with with Micah Parsons.
Go ahead.
And we just talked about this
with Podcast P.
This guy oozes loser. Parsons is a massive loser.
Boy, he's a great football player. Great player.
Don't care. You know I'm a star hunter. You know that about me, right? I don't care how good Micah Parsons is. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Okay. Can I spin this to the guy that was brought up in that conversation we just played? Couldn't I make the case that before he got here, Slay was a career loser?
Mm.
I mean, he's a good player, but he was
Slay does have loser vibes still.
But he's been in two Super Bowls and one with the Eagles.
No, not still.
I think if you incorporate someone with loser feel into a room of winners, they can become a winner.
Or they can infect the whole bunch. Like, I think another good example of a guy that came from a team that lost all the time, Saquon with the Giants. Yeah. But Saquon had winner vibes coming in. I mean, he was a leader type guy. He was the leader on the Giants.
I agree.
Parsons, I almost feel like in a way drags the Cowboys down to the depths of loserdom.
He's their best player.
Awesome. Crazy. But the mentality that he brings to one, the field, and two, off the field, this man literally sat up there in front of everybody and said, if you take away the scoreboard, we played the Eagles really well. Dude, you got your ass kicked.
Hold on. Yeah. I never said he was bright. I said he's a great football player.
No, but he's a loser. And I don't want that. Like, look.
He's a goofball.
Well, but hold on. Because I go back to, like, these things are volatile, right? We go back to 2023, just a year or so ago. We were wondering who the cancer in the locker room was. It brought down everybody. Josh Sweat talking about selfish players on the defensive line. Mm. We probably know who that was. By this point,
yeah,
right?
It's probably Reddick.
Reddick.
Yeah.
Like, that can infect the entire bunch of apples, man.
I hear you. I'm just saying, if he ended up here, I'd be excited.
This is one of those things where
I'd be so excited.
We're going to have this discussion, and I will bring a lot less logic than I brought to any discussion before in my life. I just can't stand Micah Parsons.
I know. He's my football Juan Soto. Like, I just want him. I want to watch him play in this uniform instead of watching him play.
He's my football Pete Alonso.
Well, he's way better than Pete Alonso. Pete's chunky. Barely got a contract. All right. One more thing from A.J. Brown here with Gilly. And this was interesting because he got very, I'll use the word Hugh says, he got comfortable in this conversation.
Real comfortable.
And then he realized he had to pull back. So the backdrop is Quez Watkins came up. I guess there was some stuff with Gilly and Quez Watkins when Quez was here.
Mm-hmm.
But just listen to how AJ talks about Jalen from a receiver's perspective. And then he kind of says, maybe I should pull this back a little bit. Here's the conversation on the podcast.
Quez don't get the ball all game. And the only time he get the ball, when the game is on the line, man, like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
He just running all day. And whenever Jay decides to throw him the ball, the game is always on the line. It's always the deciding play. So I feel for
that was a Tampa Bay game?
I feel for Quez. Stop it. I feel for
that
him.
Was a Tampa Bay game?
I really do feel for him, bro.
The game you snapped?
Like, give him a touch early or something. Like, that's when When players, like, they just need to feel the ball, like, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. Like, he's still locked in the game. Like, imagine you just running up and down the field all day and you're not involved. And now the biggest play of the game, you running vertical, and Jalen lost the ball. Come on, man. That's tough, ain't it?
That's tough.
And then it keeps happening. Like, a lot of the drops he had, the game was on the line. Like, I ain't going to say that.
But that's your job.
I thought the same thing. You're like, a wide receiver.
Like real talk. Like every job, every position in the NFL is like that. And especially when you talk about playing defensive end. You got to rush the passer. Like a lot of times, especially when I played, ball is going quick. And the coach always tells you, you got to keep going, man, because one time he's going to hold on to the ball. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the first sack that I got because I'm rushing and I'm being blocked by the lineman. I don't see that I actually got the sack until after. And I was like, oh, snap, I got a sack because I was so locked into trying to beat the guy. It just so happened that, you know, I got the sack. That's your job, though, man. I understand that it's tough, but that's why you get paid the money that you get paid.
And it also felt like the backdrop really was Jalen isn't throwing him the ball sooner in the game. Like almost he's blaming the quarterback for a receiver's
for his lull.
Yes. And then he went on to kind of laughingly but say, like, that's what I try to tell Jalen. Like as if, like,
throw me the ball early, get me involved.
Yes. He doesn't want to say it with his chest, but he's dancing around like this is the issue sometimes with Jalen that he doesn't get us involved and then we gotta get involved later.
And that's cool. I understand that, and that's him being truthful. But that is your job, and you have to be prepared for everything. It's like that's how the NFL is like it is, because you have to sell every time you're out there, regardless if you're getting the ball or not. You have to act like you are. That's the NFL in a nutshell.
You know what you said triggered in me, Hugh?
What's that?
What if throughout an entire baseball game, Trey Turner is lonely over at shortstop, and the ball's not going to him at all. And then all of a sudden, in the ninth inning, he bungles a routine play, And after the game, he's like, well, you know what? Like, I was just cold. Like, the ball wasn't getting hit to me all game.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? You just made me think of something. I asked J-Roll this years ago when we was talking about baseball. He said, man, you got to figure out how to stay locked in. He said, because that's how baseball is. He said, you could be sitting out there for a whole inning and nothing happened. But you gotta figure out how to stay locked in. We were talking about greenies back in the day. And we were talking about how it's tough to get up for every game and stay locked in and stay focused. And he talked about that. And he talked about the little nuances of playing shortstop and the little signs and stuff and being locked into the game. He said that's the biggest part because at that point, Hugh was playing baseball, and I was telling him about how Hugh's in outfield, and he's out there looking at the grass, picking flowers or whatever. Yeah. It's hard to get locked in.
Well, especially for a kid.
Yeah. Castellanos told us that.
Yeah, so it's your job, but that's your job. That's why you're getting paid the money that you're getting paid.
Castellanos did say that. He's a $20 million a year outfielder. Yeah. He did.
Castellanos.
I, but again, no one wants to hear it. And also, if Jalen puts a ball in the money, you catch it. Like, I'm not blaming Jalen. They didn't get you the ball early. It's just, it was more, it's not, I mean, Quez is gone. Who cares about Quez? But it was more of a picture into the AJ stuff, which is just, as he reveals more on these podcast tours, it's certainly interesting. Let's go to Lance, who's up on WIP. Hey, Lance.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Lance, what's up, buddy?
How y'all doing, man? How y'all been? You, how you been, man?
How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
What's up? What are you thinking?
Man, I got a lot on my mind today, man. I got a lot to listen to everything you guys been saying. But listen, I'm gonna start with this. A couple points. First off, I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but the other day when he was talking about the Sharks,
yeah,
my man Hugh said everybody was coming down on him. He said, "I need some bacon."
Yeah, you heard that out of that. Hey, you know, hey Lance, you know what I did? I went home. And I did two things. I told Joe about the first thing I did, but I did give me some bacon yesterday.
Would you try shark bacon?
Nah.
Yeah, sure.
Nah, sharks pee through their skin, dog. You know,
we did learn that the other day. Yeah,
I heard that on the commercial. I was like, yeah, that's disgusting. I would never eat sharks. But, okay, the other thing is, what I say, the girls' locker room, right? You don't know what I mean by that, but let me tell you this. I worked at, I work in, and I sell cars. So, and if you want to call it white collar, a lot of things they don't go for. And the shrimp inside of the showroom is definitely a no-no. I didn't know that. To my very first dealership, I'm over here. I go get some shrimp.
Sounds like you made that mistake.
Butter in the bag. Yeah, I pop some butter in the bag. Pop it in the microwave. 2 minutes. Boom. Next thing you know, everybody says the whole place smells like a girl's locker room. So I would never do that again. You know what I mean?
Oh wow. That's.
And, oh, another thing. You gotta stop giving up tape, man. Listen, people don't know about the Vaseline trick. Listen, my wife is 38, man. People don't. And I'm sorry, guys. It's another thing with the whole. Where I worked at, a lot of people don't know. Like, I work with a lot of, you know, white guys, and I put Vaseline on in the middle of the day. They look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's understood.
For the rest of the day.
No, I mean, it's a guy, KB Ashy, man. That's like the worst.
No, do you still do the Vaseline here?
Yes. Well, no, I don't do the Vaseline. I do cocoa butter now.
Okay, all right.
I do the cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter, shea butter.
All the butters.
So do your coworkers like wonder why you're so shiny sometimes, Lance? Because that's what Hugh's saying.
Oh,
he was shiny.
Too much. No, you can't use too much. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You should have seen my wife's face first time I ever put it on. She's like, what are you doing with Vaseline? Like, she really looked puzzled. But she's Puerto Rican. So it's white people, Puerto Ricans. I'm pretty sure it's other nationalities that don't know about the whole Vaseline.
Yeah, Lance.
No idea.
The whole thing of getting out the shower and not putting no lotion on to me is foreign. I got the grease up before I put some clothes on. I got the grease up. Got the grease up.
I've never even thought about
and
lotion.
And you know what? The thing that I do every morning before I come in, because I don't wear socks, make sure I get them ankles. Gotta grease them ankles,
gotta
man.
Get the ankles.
Because
gotta
that's the word. Like, I remember, like, Lance, and I don't know if you were part of this, but you used to be in the store and you'd be greasy. You would be ashy, and your mom would lick her finger.
Oh,
and get the ash off of you. Or your ashy ankles and you lick your finger, you do the ash. You don't want the ashy ankles?
Yeah.
As I talk, my ankles look a little. No, they ain't ashy. They look all right today.
You all right today?
Yeah, I'm all right today.
Okay.
But you got to look. You can't have ashy ankles,
is it
man.
Certain weather that makes you more like this? Like, is it humidity? Is it winter, summer?
Cold weather makes
you super ashy.
Okay.
But in the summertime, you got to be glistening. you got to glisten.
We need a Hugh glistenometer over here when he comes in each morning.
Lather Vaseline on me. Now, Lance, you about to be a part of. Y'all got me thinking. Now, I remember when Brad Dawkins renewed his vows, we were somewhere in Florida. I can't remember where, but I remember, like, you know, because I like to grease up, but it was hot, so I put on a bunch of lotion, right? So I had on a linen suit.
Oh no,
bruh. I got on the elevator. By the time I got off that elevator with that linen suit on, I was drenched. They was like, "Damn, dog, what you do? Run a mile before you came?"
It was like when we walked to the convention center in New Orleans, and you were drenched.
The worst thing about putting on a whole bunch of lotion in the summertime is when it's like you put it on a cool room, and when you walk outside and the lotion comes up out of your skin because it's so hot. That was me. That was me. And I was dripping. I was dripping wet.
That's a lot. Lance,
when it sweat, I got you. I'm going to get to the linebacker, but when the sweat bubbles up on the Vaseline.
You're in a bad spot.
That sounds rough.
Listen, don't use that drop. No. Listen, my last thing I'm going to say real quick, got to have pretty feet, man. That is in my top three. If you don't have pretty feet, it is a deal breaker.
Top three?
Yeah, you can't have
top
no
wow. control, man.
You can't have no you bad wheels, man. You can't have no bad wheels.
My wife knows. I love feet. When I married her, I said, babe, don't be mad. It's summertime. Feet is out. She got pretty feet.
Rex Ryan?
Most men looks at the butt and all this other. You got pretty feet. Pretty feet, pretty teeth, pretty face. And the ears is not part of the face because the girl can cover up her ears with her hair. But best believe, if she got a busted up teeth or something on her lip, like a big old mole, or an eye messed up or something like that, no.
I don't mind the mole, though.
You don't mind the mole?
I don't mind a mole.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's good phone call. We appreciate it. I'm shocked at the feet thing.
Seriously?
Well, you said bad wheels. It's not a car.
But you don't like
it's a woman.
Just a little bit of perspective. I mostly lived in the South, lived in Georgia.
So you saw
so
more wheels.
You saw more feet, and you know that was kind of like
we
a thing.
Definitely don't see as much feet.
Sundress season, all that, and you would look at a woman's feet, and be like, damn, she got some pretty ass feet. You know what I mean with the whole combination. But you know, up north, you don't really get to see feet that much. So
more hidden.
You're shaking the dice.
You're rolling the dice.
No, I was telling you, and I know she probably gonna get mad, but she knows she got some big ass feet. My son's mother.
Yeah,
she got some big ass feet, but they weren't always big. Like they got big at the baby. But I was like, damn, if you didn't know it, like she got her feet look like dude feet, like they do.
Yeah, she's gonna be upset.
Keisha, my bad.
Yeah,
she's gonna, you got dude feet.
She's gonna be upset.
She's about to punch me all up in my face.
Yep. The Vaseline's not gonna cover that black eye when you come in here tomorrow. All right, let's go to Tom in Dover because he wants you to stop trashing Bond here.
How am I? Tom, tell me how I'm trashing Zach Bond, please.
First of all, what's up, guys? And listen, Hugh, I was the last call that was on. I said, man, he's gonna take up the time, and I ain't gonna be able to get my little piece in, right? But listen to this, Hugh. You had on that green beard at the Wawa for one of the Eagles games. I don't remember when you had your beard painted green.
Yeah.
Okay, so we in the Wawa, guys. Listen, we're in the Wawa, so one of my buddies, he just started flowing with the Eagles thing, just got a season ticket. So he don't know him. So he said, yo, man, look at that big dude over there with that green beard. So I turned around. And I told him, man, that's Hugh Douglas. So I said, what's up, Big Hugh? Yo, man, if y'all could have seen how Hugh looked at me like I was taking his Jordans off his feet. He's going to beat me up. He ain't speaking nothing.
You, see, Tom, like, now you're embellishing because I remember
listen,
that.
Man, listen.
See, no, Tom, man, now you're embellishing.
You looked at me, Hugh.
I looked at you and I said, what's up? I looked at you, Tom. Let's not listen, Tom. Tom, I remember the day. I do. I remember the day because I parked in the front and I was walking out the Wawa because I bought a soda. And you said that.
We wasn't out the Wawa.
No,
we were in the Wawa.
No, if you let me tell the story, I'll tell you exactly what it was. I paid for my soda. I paid for my soda and I walked out. And you said, that's Hugh Douglas. And I said, what's up? And I kept walking.
No, Hugh must have been somebody else. Hugh.
No, Tom, you was the only person that spoke because you had on glasses, didn't you? Did you have on glasses?
Yeah, I had glasses.
So, Tom, I spoke to you because you had on glasses.
Listen, this. You know what? I'm gonna give you a pass on that.
You ain't got to give me a pass, Tom, because I'm a grown ass man, and I spoke to you. See, listen. the thing that I do not tolerate, because I don't care what type of look I have on my face, I am always cordial to every fan that ever talks to me. Now, I might not have a whole lot to say, but I have never walked past anybody that has spoke to me and I did not speak.
You
so don't do that.
The glasses
No. I think everyone listening believes you. I mean,
no, because he had on. Because Joe, I remember he said, "That's Hugh Douglas," and I said, "What's up, dog?"
Yeah,
I kept walking.
I can hear you saying it. Yeah, I know you.
So
did.
don't do like listen. Don't do that because I'm cordial to each and every Eagles fan that ever speaks to me.
All right, we're going
to
end today with, is Jason a doctor? Is he going to settle this debate?
I think he works in a hospital.
Hospital. Settle the ears debate. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Awesome talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Jason. What's up?
I'm a tech at one of the hospitals in the Philadelphia area. And for when a doctor orders a face scan, it is from below the chin to above the eyes, from the tip of the nose to the TMJs, your jaw joint. It does not include the ears.
Well, that's pretty good evidence.
Okay, Doc, I believe you.
I'm a tech.
Jason, you're our doctor now.
Yeah, you're the doc now, Doc.
On this show, you're a doctor.
So,
yeah.
Doc, my knee is swollen. What can I do for that?
That's a physical therapist you need for that.
Yeah, I do.
Wrong Doc. Jason, you want Bond back?
I do. I think there's something to be said for his instincts. He's always in the right place, and you can't just draft that. That's something you have, and that's just something he is. So, like, pay him his money. You can get a guy with the same physical gifts as him, but will he be in that same spot? Will he be punching the ball out? Will he be making all those, you know, be in the right spot every time? Like, you can't draft that. That's just what you have.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. Yeah, the instincts and also where he was in his career. And Jason, we appreciate it. The other thing is, if Bond left and they went the draft route, how long would it take that young player to be ready to play at a high level? Like, a lot of people think Trott could be ready next year, mm-hmm. but he didn't play much this year, right?
Yeah.
As a rookie, he...
But he went to practice every day.
He did.
Went to practice.
But it's probably going to be his second year he gets to play. You know, if the Eagles are trying to repeat next year, replacing Bond with a rookie, that's a big task. It really is. All right, we're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're coming up here. I have a feeling they're going to comment if they think the studio still has some sort of
fishy smell.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just... I know I have a headache now. I don't feel great.
Me too?
Yeah, so...
You do?
Yeah, I have a headache. I might have just got one just randomly, but it might also be because we sat in a fish tank for the past 4 hours here. So, afternoon show coming up next. I'm sure they'll address that and much more. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!